What up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit podcast. We got two special guests, Mr. Lucario, Miles Cunningham. This is going to be a hot one, guys. Tune in, baby. Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing, man? We're here with Mr. Lucario and Miles Cunningham.
What up?
These guys are no strangers, obviously, to what's going on in the community. Obviously, these guys are OGs in the game with, giving guys life coaching, dating coaching, everything like that. So I'll turn it over to Fresh. What's going on with you, man?
Yeah, man. So it's funny, right? You see someone on YouTube, you're watching the videos, and then lo and behold, a couple of years later, they're right next to you. Oh, what's crazy. Up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Listen, I just got to say that this studio is everything.
Right? Yo, this studio is, because you see it in the camera view on the thing on the net.
Yeah.
But to be actually sitting here and to see how official it looks.
Fire.
And the great job you guys did. And shout out to Chris, the man behind the scenes making things happen, man.
He's like, adjusting cameras right now. Like, yeah, you know.
This shit is beautiful, and I really respect and admire the work that you guys put in. No lie.
Yeah, no, man. We appreciate it. We're glad you guys are here. Yep. Obviously we've been watching your guys' content for a minute. Mm-hmm. And it's good to finally have you guys in studio where we're actually chatting, getting to chop it up. Yeah. Meet each other in person, because it's one thing to talk smack on StreamYard, right?
Yep.
But it's another thing to like be in person, in studio, meet each other, talk, chop it up behind the scenes, whatever it may be. Before this, we actually went to La Sandwicheria with Lucario, who's gonna go by himself to Easton. I was like, nah, bro, we gotta take you so you don't go to some like trash spot.
The craziest sandwich ever. It was like salmon with mozzarella and
lettuce, tomato.
And it was crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. By the way, I'm same hat as Lucario, and we're the same height.
Yeah. So there you go. They're both pretty much 6 feet tall, guys.
You're much taller in person.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like on the net, you look like my height.
Bro,
like,
you know what it is? It's because he looks so damn tall, bro.
Yeah.
Stand next to Myron, everybody looks short.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, I'm not that tall, man. I'm only 6'3", bro. I'd barely make it as a point guard in the NBA, man. Like, I'd be getting, you know. But yeah, man, no, this is great. This has been a long time coming. And people are probably wondering, like, yo, how, Myron, how'd you meet with Lucario and Miles Cunningham? Let's go down memory lane. So for those that are wondering, I've been a fan of Lucario for a minute, man. I've been watching his content. This guy's been on YouTube since 2008, which we'll get into that in a little bit more detail later. But, he was always giving like very honestly, like honest advice, like with guys like, hey, man, you know, you got to have, you know, he harps on like the fact that you need to have game, which I agree, because as you become more successful, make more money, whatever it may be, if you don't have game, you're just going to get fleeced. You know what I'm saying? Even guys that got clout and money, they'll get the girls, but they'll get them under BS pretenses. And then the girls use and abuse them. Right. And then you end up with like situations we have right now. So, I admired the message that he was given. You know, I see he was giving free game to everybody pretty much like 7 days a week streaming.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? So I called in, they liked what I had to say. You know what I'm saying? And, Lucario took a chance. He brought me on one of his streams as a guest, because kudos to him for that. Because I could have been like some whack job, you know what I'm saying? But he had the faith and you know, a great relationship formulated. Pause. And and we're here now, man. So yeah, it's good, man. Yeah. It's good money. So yeah,
and it's funny because I met Lucario and Miles through hanging out with Myron. It's all about networking as well.
Right.
But on YouTube, I met you guys back in 2011, and I had just broke up with my ex.
Oh, and snap.
I couldn't
congratulations.
I could not figure out why I was still having feelings for her. And that's because I had one idea. And I watched her video, and it changed my whole like perspective and mindset. So that's pretty good.
What's up, man? That's what's up. And I appreciate y'all guys, because y'all guys are on point. You feel what I'm saying? And especially, shameless plug, DMs on demand. If you guys aren't on top of that,
yeah,
y'all need to look. My girl April MC in the chat, she's putting the links up, so make sure you guys click on the DMs on demand. Make sure y'all sign up for that, because Myron and Fresh know exactly what they're talking about. Actually, Fresh did a whole freaking consultation with me and Miles about Instagram. So this is what I want you guys to understand, is that, you know, we teach each other. The game spreads around. So that's what I appreciate you guys.
Thank
really,
you for
like,
that, bro. Like you didn't have to say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know what? This goes to show why I mess with guys like Lucario Miles. They're humble enough to say, hey, you know what? We've been in the game for a minute, right. but we're a little older. The social right. media stuff is new. Mm-hmm. Let's chop it up and talk about it. Right. And here's the thing. When you can humble yourself and learn from others, guess what? Now they're going to become better. You know what I'm saying? And then right. they got the game on point, and now they're going to, you know, get into the social media stuff. So, like, this is what it's about, man. Networking from people with people that you can, like, grow with and get better with.
Right. And vice versa. Like, I have to say, you know what? I don't know everything. Let me watch Game Kings.
Facts.
And I got a whole different, like, perspective right. Facts. Like Game right. Kings.
Yeah.
So that was that's fire.
Because that documentary, like, the good thing about it is, like, and let me make no mistake about it, guys. I paid for that thing full price. No, the whole 97. And, you know what I mean? The movie gives you, like, an excellent mindset to internalize yeah. when you deal with women in general. Because a lot of right. guys think, oh, you know, they understand how to get girls, but they don't know the why. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, when you know the why, it's going to educate your movements further so that when you do things, when you end up with a situation where it's not so black and white, you'll be able to make the best decision. Because game is nothing more than taking facts rapidly evolving in front of you when you're dealing with a woman and making the decision that's best conducive to your success with that woman while not putting yourself in a vulnerable position. Mm-hmm. That's all game is, right? Like not getting fleeced, whatever it may be. But if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know the why, mm-hmm. like you guys talk about in the documentary, you're never going to be able to like make the best decisions. Right. So.
Right.
So, Lucario, Miles, for anyone that doesn't know who you are, who's Lucario and who's Miles?
Man, just some guy, you know what I'm saying? Some guy that just be, you know. Now, I'm a dating and life coach, for those who don't know. I've been coaching since 2008, you know what I'm saying? So, it's been a minute, you know what I mean? So, we've been, you know, doing our thing for a minute. I've been working with Miles back, way, way back in the day. So, me and him... since like high school days, you know what I'm saying? We used to do music back in the day. So, you know, I used to rap by the name Trends. And I'm actually putting out a mixtape for you guys called the Lucario Tape, you know, and I'm going to be spitting some fire. So that's coming out. So, you know, I used to rap and then we, you know, started doing the coaching stuff and just been doing that ever since, just helping men, helping women figure out exactly what they want in the game. Cause we come at it as a, you know, a very realistic approach. I think a lot of times the problem with a lot of dating advice is they come at it with a hopeful approach
or a theoretical approach,
right. A thing that's going to make people like, you know, it's like, oh, feel good stuff. Right.
Right.
And so we say things that might be uncomfortable, say things that might sort of like make you feel like, man, I don't want to hear this, but at the end of the day, it's going to help you. It's like taking that nasty medicine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you might not want to take it, but you'll feel better if you actually, you know what I'm saying? Adhere to that. So that's, you know, that's where what it is that we bring like the realistic side of stuff, not, you know, the fluffy things. Cause the fluffy things, sometimes I want to hear the fluffy things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't want to have to deal with the realities of the game, but it's like at the end of the day, you have to. So you might as well just cut the BS and just get to the reality of it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, yeah, you man. Know,
and big who facts. Is Miles?
Man, I just been pimping this nigga forever. That's just
that's real talk.
That's real talk. No, like it's real talk, but it's not. But it is because what it is when I like you know when you meet somebody mm-hmm. and it's like, yo, I fuck with this person.
Miles is my soulmate.
Because the work. No, on some real shit.
On some friendship shit.
Yeah. His wife's birthday is my birthday.
Damn.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's it's deep. Like I met him through my homeboy in junior high school. And then in high school, we started doing music. And then it was the four of us doing music. And then at the end of that story, it was like, it was just the two of us left.
Right.
You understand? Like, as far as wanting to make money on our own and not having to be corporate and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We wanted to be entrepreneurs, man. And so it's just something that always continues. So we kept doing music together. And even in our music, we always talked about relationships and shit.
Right.
And he was always really, always good at, you know, getting bitches. And I was always who I was. I ain't care about nothing. Like I just love being me. Mm-hmm. So I always had that quality about me. So when the YouTube shit started coming out and then we started getting into things, you know, shout out to cats like Tariq Nasheed and so on and mm-hmm. so forth. Mm-hmm. It was like, why I say I've been pimping this nigga like that is because like a lot of the stuff I was like, bro, like you know all this shit. Mm-hmm. We live all this shit together. Right. We go out and hunt for bitches like all you know all day every day. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right.
We could get in there too. I was like, yo, get on YouTube, bro.
Right.
But I was always the behind the scenes cat. Like right. For example, even when we did music, I did the beats. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right. He was a producer.
I was always behind the scenes. And then I got into photography. So I started, you know, doing pictures for him. And like, you know, then when it came time to do like better quality YouTube stuff, I would like do the research and figure out how to get better YouTube lighting and cameras and this, that, and the third. So we just kind of just, the synergy was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? And up until now, until the point where it's like, yo, we need more content. Mm. And then that's why I started to like step a little bit more into the spotlight to give a little bit more game. Cause if you notice, I'm a little bit more on that self-value shit.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think everything comes from that. So if you want to fuck with bitches or you want to be successful in business, you got to value yourself. If you don't understand that you're valuable to the world, then how are you going to, you know what I'm saying? How are you going to do anything else? It's too many of us walking around acting like we're not valuable. You understand? And so that's where I based a lot of my shit. And then, so it's just the both of us just, you know, spitting that game and coming correct to try to like wake a lot of guys up. You know what I'm saying?
That's fire, man.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, at the end of the day, the quote, the truth is inside you, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that stems from that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know where we came up with that. I think it just kind of happened. It was like something that just came through, you know? It was, but that's what we stood for. It's like, and some people get that confused. I have people say, what does that even mean? It just really means that you already know what you already know. You already know what you want. You already know what to do. You already know. And all we're doing is letting you recognize it again. You understand what I'm saying? We're reintroducing you to something you already naturally know how to do. So for example, like even something as simple as guys are like, yo, I don't know how to approach a woman. Yes, you do. You know what I mean? Like your instinct is to go over and talk to her. The only thing that's stopping you is fear. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's stopping you is insecurity. So it's like when the truth is you want to do that. But the situation is that you have things that are stopping you from doing that, which is the fear, which is the insecurity. And we try to strip that away so that your natural self, the truth of who you are, which is already inside you, gets out there. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
So basically, don't look outside for your answer. Look within.
Exactly.
You'll find it.
Yeah. Right. Because it's already there. And then you'll notice the only thing that's making you hesitate or make you not say or do what you want to do is the fear and is the insecurity. And that's what we're trying to like wash away. You gotta get that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. So a quick side note, guys, Lucario and Miles are entrepreneurs. Get that right. They're entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Talk about dating, but they're entrepreneurs.
Right.
No facts. No, that's facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, real quick question, because I know Lucar, you had like a host of jobs prior to doing this and taking it on full time. Like, what made you realize like, yo, I don't want to work for corporate America or work for anybody. I'm going to be my own boss.
I think it's a lot has to do with you just having a sort of an expression that can't be just held in like a box. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's at the root of a lot of entrepreneurs too, is that passion. Like, for example, you guys, like it's like the same thing that made y'all say, yo, we're going to build this stuff. You understand? Yeah, it's like that feeling of, yo, I got to do this, man. This is, so it's something that's inside you that really wants to make it happen. And it's like, it's hard to do that when you're under someone else, because now you're on their vision.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Doing their passion. Yeah. So it's like, it's really about it, you know, first about you wanting to expand the thing that you're really trying to do. You see what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah, no, absolutely, man.
I think that's the main thing.
So that segues perfectly into what I was going to ask next, which is how important is gaming to today's society, today's dating market? Obviously, we live in a digital world nowadays where you got Instagram, you got online dating, you got the prominence, the rise of, you know, sugar daddy sites, which shall remain unnamed. But in general, there's so many different things going on right now that's changed how men and women deal in relationships. What would you guys say? Why is game so important in today's society?
Game is the most important thing in today's society because we are not digital.
Yep.
People are not digital. We are the last real thing left. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And with everything that surrounds us is digital and is becoming more digital as time goes on. If you lose yourself, where do we really go? Where do we really go? Like, it's like, and I said it on a previous stream, like, it's people that got, we have all these things. Like, we living in Miami or we living in Los Angeles and life looks great.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to make life look great because, like I said, everything around us is digital. But do you really want to win or just look good losing?
Fact. Shout out to Fonte.
Shout out to Fonte from Little Brother. Like when I used to shit like that brought us into the zone that we're in, man. Like we used to listen to unpopular rappers back in the day.
Right.
You understand? Cats who used to be saying like dudes like Talib Kweli and guys like that.
Mm.
This dude said, do you really want to win or just look good losing?
Right.
Damn.
And a lot of people want to look good losing.
And that's what's going on.
Right.
Dude, a lot of these people are taking more and more pills and whatever, because they're driving around in the fanciest whatever, but they're depressed as shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't think they have any value.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one thing to have the life, have the car, have the money, have the girls, and you know that you're the shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like, yo, I deserve this. Like one time I had a threesome, and one of the girls was like, "Did you like what we did for you?" I said, "Yeah, it was cool, but honestly, I deserve that type of treatment."
Right, exactly.
And facts. She looked at me like,
"Facts."
And the point I'm trying to make is, it's a difference between, like, you know, being in the midst of all of the good shit, the flashy shit, and then it's like it's another one to say that, yo, I worked for this. Mm-hmm. I deserve this. I'm living this on purpose.
Mm.
It didn't just happen to me by accident. I didn't just do some viral thing and then get a whole bunch of followers and then start making money. No, I did this on purpose. Like, it was in my plan. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference between living, you know, and this is what I was trying to get to when I coined being on your purpose. Everything you do has a reason.
Mm.
You understand? You can't just live and exist and let things happen to you all the time. Right. You got to be able to do things with a reason. So when it does happen, you're like, yes, I put that shit together. You understand? And then anything else is icing on the cake, but you know that you played a part in baking the cake to begin with. You understand? Because it begins with you.
Yeah, because we live in a cause and effect world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You do with the cause, you get an effect. Mm-hmm. If you let life happen to you, then you're pretty much going with the wind. And that's no way to live life. So you're right.
And also when it comes to like how important game is, and we talk about this in the Game Kings documentary, is that, you know, the whole documentary is basically about life, really. You know what I'm saying? Because game is life. So a lot of times what happens is that you're, you know, the way you do one thing is usually how you do everything else.
Right.
So if you're the type of person who's scared to approach a woman, like your type of guy is scared to approach a woman, you're most likely the type of guy who's scared to try new things, scared to you know, start a new business, scared to travel somewhere. You know what I mean?
And you're just scared.
So you see what I mean? So the thing is that it's about getting over, you know, those things and pushing yourself to be able to do certain things, because that's going to dictate a lot of other things that you do. Matter of fact, shout out to my dude. Is this cat? I know he's a rapper. Talking about unpopular rappers, but shout out to him. My dude, Homeboy Sandman, right?
Mm.
This guy has a video called Don't Look Down. It's a new song he came out with. He has a video where he's actually jumping over from one roof of a building to another roof. And he practiced doing it for like a few months. So he, like, you know, it's like I think it's like 7 feet, but he literally did this. It's not camera tricks or anything, but he did this because he was like, this is, you know, this is a fear that he had, but he wants to get over the fear. You know what I mean? So he did that to get over the fear, and he actually jumped it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but he practiced a while to make, you know, he was like jumping in a park or whatever. But the point is that he got over the fear so that he can get over all fears. You understand what I'm saying? So it's all connected to all these different things. So a lot of times when you're like, damn, well, I'm scared to do this, what you're really saying is I'm scared to do everything. As soon as you say I'm scared to do this one thing, you're saying you're scared to do everything. It may not seem that way, but everything is really connected.
Right.
So it's all coming from you. So you're basically saying I'm scared of doing things in life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so that's why game is so important, because there's a lot of, it encompasses a lot of different things. You see what I'm saying?
Nice. Yeah, no, man. And here, let me get to some of these super chats, because I've missed I missed one earlier. Let's see here. So we got Big Dog Jackson with the 999 Super Chat. Any advice for a 43-year-old single father of two? Don't worry, guys. We'll have a Q&A at the end. And yes, hashtag did you donate. we got Oliver Eugene with the 1999 Super Chat. Thank you so much. The highest level of game I've learned are from Lucario, Miles, and Eddie Fuse. You really can't get better
shout
than this. Peace and prosperity. Thank you so much, Oliver Eugene. Let's see who else. And then we got Hafi Kingdom in the house. Respect with the flame emojis and the hand clap. Thank you so much to Afi. We're going to bring you out here too, bro.
Yeah, we got to get him out here.
So, and there was another super chat from a guy, which, sorry, brother, I missed you because I didn't want to disrupt him, but he was giving a big ups that we're all together in the studio doing a show.
Facts.
Which, by the way, guys, we got 243 live viewers right now. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Yeah. Subscribe to Lucario's YouTube channel, Lucario Fan, one word. Mm-hmm. And Miles Cunningham, it's Miles Cunningham, one word, right?
Oh, I changed my YouTube words. To just Mr. Lucario. So you
it's just Mr. Lucario now? Okay.
They let you change it now. So. Yeah.
Okay, nice. And then yours is Miles Cunningham.
Miles Cunningham. Just like how you were typing a name, you know, first letter caps and then, you know, title case.
So I got another question, and this one's a really good one because you guys are a little older, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Fresh is 28. I'm 30.
We're 39.
You guys are both 39. Pause. You guys both look great for your age, by the way. As they say, black don't crack.
Facts.
So my question is, how has the game changed? Obviously, you guys have coached thousands of men at this point, you know, over the span over 12 plus years.
Right.
How's the game changed as far as like dating back then versus now? What are some trends that you guys picked up from your coaching that's changed things significantly? I know obviously social media is one, but can you guys talk a little bit more detail from, because you guys have basically seen the transition before the social media age that we have now.
Is it harder or easier to get girls now?
Man, you know what? I'd say it's okay. It's like this. It's the same, but it's different. I don't know how, like, okay, follow me.
Let's do it. Class in session, baby.
Right. It's like this. The guys who were terrible back in the day, right? They're the same guys who are terrible now. You understand what I'm saying? So what I mean is that the guy that was terrible going to the house party is the guy who's terrible trying to holler at girls on online dating today. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So the certain things change as far as how we can have access, but the guys who have game had game, and the guys who didn't don't. And it's the same all across the board from today's market and before.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that it's not necessarily harder. It's only hard for those who don't have game, period, or whose game is weak. I just say, you know what I'm saying?
I would want to add to that I think because we know more now, there is more, like the same thing Lucario said, but because we know more, because knowledge is so easily accessible, the guys who had game know more ways to get chicks.
Right.
Right. And the guys without game come up with more excuses.
Right. Right. Mm. Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Because with all the information now we could look up all the statistics as to why guys don't like short guys.
Right.
Now we can look up all the statistics on why, you know, Asian guys are like the least favorite. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before we had access to all that information, what were we doing? We was just going out hollering at chicks.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We wasn't thinking about all these things, all these excuses.
Yeah.
We were just going out. Hey, you want to go to Times Square?
Right, right.
Let's try to get some of these tourist broads, bro. Cause
yeah.
Exactly.
I'm not thinking about all these
probabilities and statistics.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not thinking about that. I'm just, look, I got to go get what I got to get. I see a girl I find attractive, I'm going to go holler at it. Mm-hmm. And that's all it is.
Yeah.
But now we have all this information. So the guys with game, they're like, well, shoot, I got dating apps. I got social media. Mm-hmm. I got Facebook. I got this. I got that. Mm-hmm. Right. And instead of asking a girl for her number, I could just get her Instagram and talk her up on the Instagram or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. But a guy without game is like, oh, man, social media made it harder for me because there's so many guys hollering at her.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Because
they're thinking it's all about the way you think. And that's why we say the truth is inside you. Because if your truth says that with the added technology, you could get more girls, then that's what's going to happen.
They're looking at it from a glass half empty perspective.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
But if your truth says, oh, man, everything is harder now because of social media, then that's what's going to happen. Because let me tell you what it is, guys.
Go ahead, please.
Whether you think you're right or you think you're wrong.
You are.
You're right.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's reminding me of my favorite story of the two shoe salesmen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I love that story.
So the story is the two shoe salesmen go to this village, right? And there's everybody in the village, there's no shoes. Nobody wears shoes.
Mm.
One shoe salesman says, damn, I'm not going to be able to sell no shoes because nobody wears shoes. And the other salesman says, I'm gonna make a killing here because nobody wears shoes. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. It's all about how you think and how you see it, right? Yep. You see what I mean? So that's the difference. It's only harder for the people who think it's harder. It's right. gonna be, you know, and it'll be even easier for the people that think is easy or have that game. You see right. what I'm saying? So
because I want to point out something. A dude like Fresh. Mm-hmm. Fresh would be the first to tell you, yo, cold approaching is cool. But social media is where it's at, guys. Right. And that's his reality.
Right.
Yeah.
And you do the same. You like cold approaching, so yeah. you still cold approach, but you also mess with social media. Yeah. You don't sit there and worry about reasons why you can't get a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You just enjoy yourself. You enjoy your life. You enjoy cold approaching. You enjoy the, you know, the L's or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But the fact is you do you because that's the way you honestly want to live your life. And that's what's most important.
Yeah. It's saying? Funny because I feel like most guys, they get paralysis by all the information and then they don't know what to do. Like, oh, this person said wait 2 weeks to mm-hmm. set a date.
Yeah.
Or the person said, oh, you know what? I set a date right away.
Yeah.
And who do I believe? Who do I go to? And right. I say, you know what? I'm just going to give up and not try at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but for the most part, like when you really are in the game, you can see who's saying that real stuff. And when you're actually applying the knowledge, then you can actually learn from it.
Right.
So my next question for you guys, basically, like, what are three things that guys could focus on now? 2020 to succeed with women, you would say.
So what are three things that they can focus on?
Yeah, to like succeed with women.
Man, I mean, well
badboymembership.com.
There you go. Right, bam. Badboymembership.com.
GameKings documentary.
And DMs on demand. Those are the two.
Down the Marcos.
Easy peasy.
But I will also say, you know, if we're gonna talk about some stuff, just like, you know. At the end of the day, man, one of the things is confidence, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird that people, it's like, I think people underestimate the importance of confidence. You know what I mean? And I think people, they're looking too much on the external and the materialistic things or whatever. But confidence is so attractive. And especially when a man is confident. Like, guys don't understand this. Like, when a man is confident, he's extremely attracted to women because women are attracted to the opposite. Most women are what? Insecure. You understand what I'm saying? So they're looking to a man to be confident, which is what draws the woman in.
Right.
You understand? Also, what happens is that when you're confident and you seem like the type of person who, quote unquote, shouldn't be confident, you understand what I'm saying? That's even more like, oh, like, who does this guy think he is? You see what I'm saying? So I think a lot of guys need to work on that confidence. I think also in 2020 is that dudes have to step up and get with the times. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning you still, cold approach, do all that stuff, but you still gotta online dating. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're missing out on a bunch of stuff because this is where a lot of the access is. Social media, DMs on demand. This is where a lot of the access is. So the thing is that a lot of people, they you know, it's like almost weird that you would ignore that when you have that there at your disposal.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It makes no sense. You know what I mean? And I would say, you know, the last thing is you got to just have tougher skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Myron always says, it's like, look, you go out there, you approach a lot of women and it's going to be a lot of rejections. It yep. is what it is. You yep. know what I'm saying? Yep. And just be able to deal with that. And once you can deal with that, nothing can really stop you because now you've gotten rid of the thing that was going to be the excuse, the thing that was going to keep you hesitating. So then you're just like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You
know yeah, man. And we got 292 live viewers right now. That's guys, don't forget to like the video, subscribe, comment for the algorithm so that you can help us out because Miles has been swearing like a mother. So we definitely going to get stuck by the algorithm, bro. I know my YouTube guy right now just punching the air mad. Like, we told you to tell Miles not to swear.
Shout out to my girl, April MC in the
yes.
chat.
She's modded up, right?
She's putting the link to the Confidence Show because we have a show on Patreon called the Confidence Show, to patreon.com.
Yeah.
Nice.
/ the Confidence Show. So, yeah. So
yeah, guys. So like the video. Subscribe to Mr. Locario's channel, Mr. Locario. And Miles Cunningham on YouTube. Both those channels give great game. We got a couple of super chats. I'll run through them real quick and we'll continue on. We got Terrell Torrance with the 999 super chat. Dope show, soaking in this heavy game. Absolutely, absolutely. People love this collab. And then we got James Young with the $5 super chat. Confidence is the greatest equalizer throughout life, not just relationships. Yeah, man. And I want to touch on something real quick because I didn't want to cut Miles off when he was spinning that heavy game about how the game is changing. A lot of guys look at it more, oh, dealing with girls has gotten harder. yes, dealing with girls has gotten harder, but the benefit that's come with that is that now you're able to work more volume than ever before.
Right.
Let's look at it like this, guys. You go back, 10, 15 years ago before the invention of the smartphone, which everyone complains about, you would have had to go out and talk to girls at nightclubs, at bars, running around doing day game, etc., to be able to get all the girls. You would have to invest way more time to get good with women. Yes, your conversion rate might have been a little bit higher because the girls actually valued male attention back then. However, now you can source girls without even having to step outside your house with online dating, Instagram, etc., which we teach you guys on DMs on Demand, which definitely make sure to click the code down in the link, guys, so you guys can support us and Locario and Miles. And, you know, obviously support the creation of this type of content. You know, obviously the studio costs a lot of money, and and we invest that support. We invest that money right back into the programming, guys. We're not taking your money and running and talking smack on a camera for 20 minutes and talking about hypergamy, crying. I'm not going to say no names, but that's the reality of how things are. So I just want to touch on that real quick. Go ahead, Fresh. I know, guys, you had something
real quick, man. We got 200 and 53 in here. Can you like the video, please? Like 200 likes.
Yeah. What are we at? How many likes we got?
Hold on.
Don't be cheapskates with the likes, guys.
135, man.
Bro, yo. You got, guys. Yo,
the video.
You know what?
Like it.
I learned this from Locario. We ain't talking no more until we hit, what do we got right now, 135?
Yeah, 136.
136 until we hit 175, guys.
Yeah, for real.
Get us to 175 likes and we ain't talking.
This is the game is on pause.
Yeah, until you guys get the likes.
Uh-oh. Is the stream backing up? The game is too heavy.
The game is too heavy. We broke the internet, guys. We broke the internet.
Let me see if it's on there good.
It's tweaking. I have files and having the same issue. Yeah, it is what it is. But anyway, you guys still got to like the video.
Right.
Like the video. We're going to wait. We're going to play this millionaire thing. Okay. Yeah, we're back on, I think. We're back on.
We're good to go.
Yeah, we're good to go. We're good to go. So you guys are not missing any of this game. 175 likes, guys. But we will continue the discussion with Miles and Mr. Locario.
There you go.
Where are we at?
140.
140. Guys, get us to 175.
They still say that it's lagging.
They come up with excuses.
Okay, 153.
153. Click the like button. It'll stop lagging when you guys click like.
Shit, money lagging. Get step up your
yeah, people's
your
internet
phone service
is,
providers.
Yeah, shit.
It's good over here, guys.
Yeah, we're checking on our phones.
It's good over here.
The Wi-Fi looked good to me.
What are we at?
This reminds me of Kevin Samuel.
165. 10 more, guys. Get us 10 more.
Country music.
10 more.
The game is too heavy.
10 more likes, guys. 10 more likes. What are we at?
167.
167.
The stream looked fine to me.
Yeah, looks good to me.
Looks good to me.
What are we at?
That's not my 170.
Come on, guys. Five more likes, guys.
It's a dislike.
Five more likes, guys. Five more likes, and we will continue the discussion.
Oh,
we got it?
We got it. We got it.
All right, we're going to continue the discussion.
Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for the likes. I'm going to double check the hardware stuff right now. But with that said, Fresh, going into the next question. Go ahead.
All right, so we talked about game. We talked about why you need game, who you guys are, and you're definitely qualified to talk about game. So now we want to know, why do you guys make Game Kings? What inspired you guys to do this? Because this is a dope documentary. I watched it 3 times in a row, and now I know why I do my game A to Z. So tell the audience why you made Game Kings.
You go first, Miles.
You was just biting off Hidden Colors, bro. Like,
shout out to Terry Nasheed. You feel me?
You know what it is. It was a few reasons, right? It was a few reasons, but one thing was that we saw that there was a gap, like there was a hole in the market. Right. You know, like people were collaborating a little by little on each other's lives or whatever. But we was like, yo, where's the movie? Like, where's the documentary that showcases all this stuff? You know right. what I'm saying? And then we thought about, of course, Hidden Colors. And then we thought about the Kings of Comedy. And, you know, me and Lucario was talking one day, and by the end of the conversation, we was like, Kings of the Game? Or the Kings? And I was like, Game Kings, right. Game Kings. And he was like, yeah. And then shit went on Fiverr, got a logo made.
Fiverr.com.
Yeah. Yes. And, no, actually, I sketched it myself. I wrote the word game and then Kings. Then I changed the G to the male symbol. And that's exactly what I took a picture of that shit and I emailed it to the person on Fiverr. You know what I'm saying? And then when right. that came back, it felt real.
Right.
You understand? And if anybody goes to my YouTube channel and watch that video called about, it's talking about thinking in the fourth dimension. I talk about the fact that the fourth dimension is time and time is relative. So if you decide to do something, you can feel the satisfaction of the reality of that thing right now, even though it's not here yet.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Yep. And when we got off the phone that day and I wrote down the thing and I put the male symbol for the G in Kings, like nothing was going to stop that creation.
Mm. Right.
That mm-hmm. documentary was already made right then and there. You understand? Everything else was just logistics and time and right, patience. Right.
Manifested it.
Yeah. Everything yeah. else. But yeah, it was really just, you know, we just wanted to bring like the guys who we looked up to
mm-hmm.
into one space and bring all of that, you know, all of that knowledge into one space and create something that wasn't there before, man. Really.
Yeah, that was the hardest shoot I ever had to do. Like my part to the documentary where I'm on camera.
Yeah.
That was the hardest shoot I ever had to do because that was the time because I was diagnosed with Graves' disease. So for those right. who don't know Graves' disease, that's when you have your thyroid, which is controls your metabolism. It was like it's a hyperthyroidism, so it was like going fast. So I got super skinny. People was like, "Oh, Miss Locari, what's going on with you? You sick? You got AIDS? Like all this crazy stuff." They was like, people was like,
"Of course, you're gonna say something stupid right. like
yeah,
that."
I was looking super skinny, and then what happens is the medication I was taking it make you shit a lot. So a side effect of that was I was shitting so much I got hemorrhoids. So now I'm skinny as fuck and I got hemorrhoids and I'm trying to sit down and spit game while my ass is hurting.
In between takes, he was all shifting his weight.
My ass and shit. It was so crazy. So, you know, I'm telling you, it was blood, sweat, and tears and pain in my ass,
yeah.
literally trying to get that shit done. But I'm glad that we got it done because I was like, man, like this is something that really needs to like be out there, man. And you know, it's a lot of different perspectives. But what I found interesting is that there's always a theme throughout the whole thing where it sort of all comes together because there's an energy when it comes to game. You understand what I'm saying? And people are going to have their different perspectives and different ways that they attack the game and do certain things. But there's always this underlying energy of the person just really finding their truth that's going to get them to get what they want out of the life, but also be able to, you know, like benefit others and do whatever they're doing to do their part. You right. understand what I'm saying? Right. So, which I thought was really good. You know what I mean?
I want to say something real quick. So, and shout out to Sean Maxim and Khalid Cologne.
Right.
Right. You're I just right. want to say their names real quick because the name of our company is iTax Media. And the word iTax is an acronym for I Think All Kinds of Kids Succeed, right? Mm. And what you should know about us is that even when we were doing music, we got an opportunity to do like a Brooklyn Access TV show. And the basis of our whole philosophy was helping other people shine.
Right.
You understand? And music, the message of the truth is inside you was already there because the thing with entertainment and music is that people are exploring their passions. So it's like a version of their truth. So we always wanted to help other people shine. Mm-hmm. We would always bring other people on, do collaborations, all this type of stuff. So when we talk about collaborating with you guys or mm-hmm. any other thing that you see us do, it's because when we recognize people that recognize something in themselves, we love giving people the platform to actually let it shine through.
Right.
Because any example of you exploring and enjoying and being in love with your truth is something that we want to celebrate. You understand? So that's why something like the documentary exists, because we looked at all those guys on the documentary and we was like, yo, those guys have something to say. Mm. And we feel like people need to hear it.
Right.
And we feel like this whole, like this game section of the market, it needs a little bit more respect.
Right, exactly.
You understand? So it's like, let's not just do a little video and throw it on YouTube. Let's do a documentary. Mm. Let's do something that commands a certain level of like prestige to say, hey, this is our market. These are some of the guys that have profound things to say, and we want people to hear it. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's fire, man.
Perfect.
That's fire.
Yeah, no, man, that's a great explanation right there. When did you guys start production on it? It was a couple of years in the making,
yeah,
right?
That was like 2018, right? We started filming.
Yeah, 2018.
It was like spring 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The first person we filmed was Boss Mac. We flew out to LA. Los Angeles and did that.
Yes, someone in the chat said he's waited 50 years for the documentary.
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like. No, it's funny because people don't understand. It takes a long time to do those things. And it was literally Miles and me editing it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And shout out to my wife because she came on some of the shoots. But as far as like putting the actual like documentary together with the footage and all that, that took like a minute. You know what I mean? So it was just a grueling process.
Of course, COVID like literally stopped, like paused everything.
Yeah.
We were supposed to actually finish in like July, in the summer of 2020.
Right.
Actually, possibly the spring too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the world was locked down. Like, and it's not the type of thing where you could do over the phone.
Yeah.
Like,
you need
to see the frames. You need to stop it and okay, put that in, take that out. Blah, blah, blah,
and
blah,
you guys
blah.
Were in the epicenter. You guys were in New York City, which is like one of the hardest hit cities in the US with this beer bug thing. You know what I'm saying? We'll keep it YouTube friendly. But real quick with the super chats, we got a 229 super sticker from Ken T. Thank you so much, Ken T. Won't let me show your super chat, but thank you so much for that. We got I like older men. With a $2 super chat, 4 legends in one room, Brock. Keep up the good work. Yeah, man. Love it when these trolls come with the funny names, bro. These dudes be having some crazy names. Oh man, go ahead, Fresh. I'll let you keep going, man.
All right, guys. Other than that weird screen name.
Yeah.
So I want to know, right, for guys out there, what are 3 mistakes guys make with women in today's market?
Mm. That's a whole list. How much time we got? You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ!
Again, well,
you do one, and then you guys do one together.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm again. You know the exteriors, man. I think guys put way too much value on the exteriors. Like a chick, of course you want your girl to look good, bro. I get it, but that's not the most important. I heard O'Shea Duke Jackson say something on one of his podcasts today. He said a woman's value is given and manhood is earned. Mm-hmm. You understand? And that's so deep to me because again, when I think about a woman's value being given, it is us men who give her value.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
So if that's what it is, if my species gives your species value, how could I possibly be nervous to deal with you or talk with you or let you know what I require? Mm. You see what I'm saying? Like, dudes are literally scared to say, yo, I want to have sex with you. Mm. It's like, I get it, society, all of this stuff. Mm. But if it's what you want, it's what you want, bro. Mm. Like, don't be afraid to say what you want, and you're putting so much value on her looks and you're afraid to lose her and you're afraid of all these things based on the physicalities of it. It's like, I think that's one of the biggest mistakes because again, her looks and the value based on her looks and all that is given to her. She didn't do nothing for that. She was just born that way by accident. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but your value, the value that she sees in you is earned. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just use Fresh as an example. Any story you put up where a chick could check out your lifestyle and be attracted to you and want to spend time with you. Did any of that happen by accident?
No, it's all planned. I took a good time to record that video. where to place the text, what to do.
Every sports car, every boat party, you have to network and meet people and build relationships to get to those points. This studio that we're sitting in, you have to work hard and, you know, collaborate with Myron and Chris and everything you do. Nobody just put that on you. Mm. Like, oh, Fresh, here's all of the stuff that makes your life interesting, bro. Just have that. But men, we look at women and we're like, oh my God, she's so interesting.
Mm. Damn, that's true though.
Oh my God, she's so pretty. And you look at guys and you see the value that they're putting on her, and you're like, yo, you are the one that you're literally in control of the value that you give to her. Take control of it.
And that's the problem, because so many guys give chicks free attention. You know what I'm saying? And quite frankly, I've always said it, like, a chick could post a picture of her food and get like 1,000 likes.
Right.
You know what I mean? As a man, you'll post something like a dude that has like 10,000 followers plus. He's got to bring something to the market. He's got to like actually be appealing to some degree, whether he's giving great information, he's providing some kind of value.
Right.
Women don't, man. Like, that's just the real talk. And social media is a very honest indicator of the market. A girl will just post pictures of her butt, right, or of her body. No substance, stupid caption, hundreds of thousands of likes. Dude, you put a bunch of information or everything like that, nothing. Chick puts a picture of her food, oh, thousands of likes, whatever it may be. So it's 1,000%. And any chick that gets mad, like, bro, I don't know what to tell you. Like, men must be made. Women are just men are made. Women are just, they are. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, the things that make a woman valuable, let's keep it real. They're given to it. They're given it at birth. You know, the way they look, their femininity, whatever it may be, right? So with a guy, you have to create your value. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So just like we were talking about with Fresh, that's a great example. He's able to show the lifestyle, but that lifestyle came at a cost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whereas like a girl, just posts a couple pictures of herself, good enough. She's going to get hella, you know, DMs or whatever it may be. So I agree 1,000% with that.
I actually know girls, bro. Literally, they just get it every day and they get offers left, right, and center.
Right.
Like, their whole day is
just for existing.
Just for being there.
But that's how... And I try to tell guys this, man. That's how you know females are accessories to our... This is our show.
Mm. Facts.
This whole world, in my mind, call me crazy, call me chauvinist, whatever you want. In my mind, we are the directors of everything you see.
Facts.
Women are the props.
Yep.
And not to say that they're not important. They are very important. But we set the stage, and then we cast them in the movie.
Yo, real talk, men create value, women extract it.
Exactly.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, women are professional resource extractors.
Right.
That's what they're designed to do. This is why the amount of money you make as a man is very important to a woman, but the amount of money a woman makes is very non-important to a man. You know what I'm saying?
Even a broke dude. If a broke dude got game and he got some type of pride, he's still okay with his girl mate.
Facts.
They say in the chat that it was still lagging.
Yeah, I think it's buffering every now and then. I don't know why.
Yeah, this is YouTube in general, I think.
Yeah, this is YouTube. This isn't.
Yeah, this isn't us, guys. It's YouTube.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because it's playing final, I think. I don't know.
But what's a mistake that these guys are making?
Oh, man, a mistake. This is something I think I haven't really talked about too much, but I think one of a big mistake that guys make is not recognizing when they actually have a girl who is a good chick or a girl who's coachable. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is, a lot of times, you know, we run into women, okay, she's hot, I'm gonna hit it, whatever. But you miss out on a woman that is actually like about it. You understand what I'm saying? And so what I'm saying, and these are rare, trust me, this is like, so when you do find that woman, right? You got to recognize her. And this is the funny part. She might not be the hottest girl. You understand what I'm saying? She might not be, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is that you'll find a girl who's actually down with
your program.
Not only your program, but just who you are in general. You understand what I'm saying? Where she like, you know, like, let's say, for example, you as a man, you know, like, let's say, for example, you know that you probably got a temper or you fucking, you know, whatever. And then she's like, I accept that. I'm rocking with you regardless. You gotta recognize when you got chicks like that. You understand what I'm saying? And the reason why I'm saying that is because what happens is that those women become assets to your life.
Shout out to April MC.
Right, exactly. Shout out to April MC. That's what I'm talking about. She already knows. She knows what I'm talking about. And also, I'm talking about my wife too.
Yes, yeah, shout out.
That's why I have my wife and my girlfriend. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you have to recognize that, because what's going to happen is this, is that when you recognize that, a few things happen. Mm-hmm. You recognize that the other women, you understand what I'm saying? They're, it puts it in perspective. You're like, oh, okay, those other chicks are over there. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that's cool. They could be for recreation, but whatever.
Right.
Right. But then you also understand when you have your main woman or your main girls or whatever, that those are the ones that you actually can treat like a woman because she knows how to treat you like a man. You understand what I'm saying? And so this is what I've recognized over the years, because there's a lot of women who I've dealt with where I'm like, okay, yeah, you're cute, but you'll never get close to me like this because you don't have the capacity to even do that. Mm-hmm. Because even on the simplest things, I see you fucking up. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the thing. And then so when you recognize that you have a woman who's actively doing the thing and she's on point and she's really about it and she's about you, and you're like, okay, this is what it is. So then you say, okay, now I know how to put these other girls in a category for real, and I know that this other woman right here is really about it, so I can keep her on the team. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the mistake that a lot of guys make, is not recognizing when they find that girl. Because a lot of times you may have that girl, and then because you don't recognize her, you're going to treat her like the rest of them. Right. And then she's going to bounce. And you're going to be like, damn, I had me a good one and I fucked up.
Or you didn't even have your program set up for her to like follow. Fit in. You
right,
understand?
Right.
You know what's funny? And this happens all the time. Guys are like, yo, I want to get a 9 or 10. I want a hot chick. Mm. Right? And they haven't dated enough girls. Mm-hmm. So matter of fact is, they see a 9 or 10 on Instagram. Mm. Well, I want her. She's a baddie. Mm. But hold up. To even get to that point, you need to go through a number of girls to understand what a good girl is.
Exactly.
Because they don't want a good girl. And then they see her for what she looks like, and then they want her. Mm. But overall, the only way you can really get this done is go through a number of girls and then see, like you said, who's good and who's not good. And only way you'll know is from experience. So, right. For example, let's say you talk to 25 girls, right? Out of 25 girls, maybe two or three might be good girls.
Right.
But how would you know if it's your first time meeting her?
Exactly.
So you have to go through the experience to get to that knowledge. And then you know from there, okay, you know what? And you know the funny part? She might not even be the best looking girl. Mm. She might be a 6 or 7.
Right.
But she's down for you.
Right.
Versus a girl that's a 9 or 10. Oh, yeah, I'll stay with you for now because you got money.
Right.
By the end of the day, she's going to bounce the moment somebody flies her to Dubai. And then, you know what I'm saying, you're out. So you're right, bro.
Right. Listen, I've been in situations where I remember I was at certain spots and a girl, she's hot as hell. Mm. And she's getting a lot of attention from the guys in the spot.
Yeah.
And she's like trying to, I remember this one girl, she was like, hey, do you mind if like, you know, we talk to different people in here? And I was like, all right, cool. So I just literally walked away from her. I was like, yo, we're done. So I walked away from her, and then she followed me after because she saw I wasn't like, you know, trying to beg to be with her. But the fact is, because she was getting so much attention because she was the quote unquote 9 and 10, right? She couldn't help herself but adhere to the attention. It don't matter who she with. The attention is king to her. You understand what I'm saying? So that means that she's never gonna put you as priority. You understand? Attention is her priority.
Right.
You see
right.
what I'm saying? That's why if you notice, you see a lot of rappers and all this other stuff, their wives aren't the Instagram models.
They're not.
What I'm saying? They're not. Look at LL Cool J, Snoop Dogg, DMX. Like, look at their wives. They're just like regular chicks you would see, you know, down the block.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's because they understood that overall. You understand? That's the main thing. Well, when guys don't have experience with women, they think it's all about being hot. You understand? Right. So,
and I'm saying this right now, right? Mm-hmm. Any guy that dated a hot chick, a 9 or 10, knows for a fact, mm-hmm. he probably will not wife her.
Right.
Not because she's not good looking, right. because the problems that it comes with, and then her. Honestly, think about this, right? Any human being has that much attention, that much opportunities coming at them. Mm-hmm. They can't really stick to one thing. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, girls, like, I'm not going to say this like because I feel for them, but like, it's tough.
Well,
like,
no, I know. Trust me. I feel you on that.
I date girls, right? Instagram models all the time. Mm-hmm. And they show me their DMs. And like, bro, I get it. I see why you're like, yo, I'm single. I'm doing my life. Flight to Dubai. Flight to France. Mm-hmm. I'll pay your rent. I'll put you on a yacht for free. Like, mm-hmm. it's just like, there's so many things. It's like, yo, how do you compute that? Compete. You can't.
Yeah.
And you know what I'll tell you guys too? Some of you guys have to, if you guys step up your game, mm-hmm. and become more attractive, meaning like, you know, you get your appearance more on point, you become more confident, your game is more on point. If you start to do online dating, right? And let's say you got a cool profile, even Instagram and everything like that, you'll start to get more than enough women trying to holler at you. And then you're going to see how it feels, a small fraction of how it feels to be a hot chick. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're going right. to be like, damn, right. I got three girls who want to see me, but I only could see one at this time. So right. you're going to be like, shit, this is crazy. So
50 said that.
Right. So times that by like 50 or 100. That's a hot chick.
I got something to add to that real quick. Let's go through some of the super chats, by the way. Yes. Shout out to Modern Life Dating in the house. He goes, I like the crazy chauvinist. He was talking about it when you were saying, oh, I might be a crazy chauvinist. He likes you, Miles. he feels your comment. Mm-hmm. We got James Young with the $2 super chat. Attention is woman's currency. We got a couple more here, guys. They're rolling in. Merciless with 998 super chat, had to cash out Mr. L and give an SC to support. Would you agree that men really have never heard of self-value until the last 2 years, just like none has ever heard of pursuing purpose until now, just like everyone has heard of pursuing purpose now, is what he means. We will answer that at the end, guys. We're almost done here, and then we'll get into the Q&A. Phone lines will be open, so don't worry. But this is a good question. Fresh, can you make a quick note of that one?
All right.
And then we got another super chat here. Michael M with the big $50 super chat.
Thank you, sir.
This is Higher Learning. You brothers are creating amazing content. Keep doing God's work. Thank you so much for that, man.
Appreciate that, brother.
And also, guys, just a quick little reminder, by the way, we got 323 live viewers right now. Like the video, comment, subscribe, push us in the algorithm, because we have all been swearing quite a bit, and we know YouTube is going to try to push this video down. They already got us lagging. They're like, yo, too much game on this stream.
Right.
We're going to sabotage these guys, but we're still moving up anyway. And guys, by the way, SALT enrollment ends tonight at midnight. Get the course. Go ahead and use my code or Lucario's code, either one. Support us, guys, and go get on that SALT. That's Modern Life Dating's course. It ends tonight at midnight enrollment. And then let's see if we got any other super chats. No, we do not. Okay, so this brings me to, I just want to say something real quick, because you guys made a fantastic point about dimes and you know, in general, the amount of attention they get. And I actually talked about this on my Instagram. Someone asked me, hey, would you wife up like a 9 or a 10? And I pretty much was like,
she belongs to the streets.
And the thing is with the most attractive girls, guys, is that, you know what I mean? You guys got to understand that they're getting crazy offers, and you won't know until you actually are around a dime, or you look, if she lets you look at her inbox. And quite frankly, a lot of them aren't fit for, you know, any type of real relationship material. So knowing that, you just have your phone with them and move on. And it's true. When you look at a lot of these celebs, whatever, they ain't dating the baddest chicks, because the baddest chicks, man, even if you're like a blue checkmark athlete, you got a lot of social status, whatever, you still don't got enough Pokemon badges to deal with these chicks, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole other, you know, it's like a wild Mewtwo. Like, you know, we'll go ahead. You're going to say something?
I was going to say that. And the thing is, if you get with a dime and you actually want to wife her up, and like, let's say you're like, damn it, I want her to be, she has to be coachable. That's the only
right.
way.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you got a chick who's bad but she's coachable, what happens is that you literally change her life, because mm-hmm. now what happens is you give her a perspective that she would have never had before, because you're coming from the outside in, explaining to her what's actually happening with her. Because a lot of them don't even, they're not aware of the situation.
Right.
They're just being reactionary to the situation. This is why, hoes got pimps. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
The pimp's job is to make sure that the hoe understands what's really going on out here, so they can actually manage the situation correctly.
Right.
So a woman who's a dime, who gets a bunch of DMs and all this other stuff, she actually needs a manager. But in order for her to get the manager, she has to be coachable.
Yo, big facts, because they don't live in, this is another thing too, man. Uh-huh. Like a lot of them, like the most attractive girls don't live in reality.
Right.
You guys got to understand this, is that they don't live in reality. A lot of the most, the baddest chicks have never dealt with adversity. Mm-hmm. And that's you know what I'm saying? It's until you guys hang out with these types of women that you understand like what how they live their life. And quite frankly, they're not used to the harsh realities of life, because they're beautiful. They don't have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. One thing I'm going to tell you guys, so let's go down memory lane real quick.
He's doing it live in front of me.
So guys, back in May, when me and John released Pandemic Pickup, which is our online dating course that we put together and worked together to do it, we did a lot of split testing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we did when we were doing the testing to make sure that the course, we were good with the algorithm, whatever, was I boosted all my profiles, okay? Mm-hmm. On Tinder, Bumble, and I ran like the super boost, the $70 joints, because we were doing split tests, because I was basically doing a test on one profile with a boost and then one without, right? To see how it works.
Right.
And the long story short is this. When I ran the boost on all my profiles and then I put a certain story up on Instagram, etc., I killed all my stuff for 24 hours, right? Turned the phones back on, logged in the next day. I just saw red notifications everywhere. And I was like, I got a little bit of an ego jump. I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of lit. Then it hit me right there. This is what chicks get every single day, all day. Could you imagine if you got that every single day, every waking moment that you're alive, how much of a piece of shit you would be as a person?
Yes, exactly.
Yo, let me add to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what it hit, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it hit me, bro. That's when I was like, yo, I would be the most egotistical, narcissistic person. I would think I'm better than everybody.
Yes.
And that's why, you guys want to know why so many girls walk around and think that they're better than you? Mm-hmm. Because when they open up their phones, it is literally a validation like mill, bro, of dudes. And here's the thing. Imagine, let's take it a step further. Imagine blue checkmark athletes, celebrities, etc., hitting you up and giving you all this value and attention when you've brought nothing to the table. You have not earned it. People cannot, it's human nature. People don't respect anything they get for free.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? Male attention goes down, whatever it may be. Obviously, this is what the most, you know, attractive women that get this kind of attention.
Right.
But this is why so many of them are insufferable. You know what I'm saying? Because they wake up to notifications every day, hundreds, if not thousands. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, Fresh. I know you want to say something.
Yeah, it's funny you said that because like what Lakar was saying is that like, put yourself in that situation, right?
Mm.
And I can't have that lifestyle right now.
Right.
Where I go onto Instagram, I can go to 3 to 5 days a day if I wanted to.
Mm.
And I set it that way. But I work for it.
Right.
It's time to build that account, almost 3 years. And in the course, because that's into like maybe 2 months or 3 months for yourself if you want to learn how to build up your own page.
Mm.
But for the most part, literally, now I can go on Instagram, go on my DMs. Yo, let's go chill. Boom.
Right.
At my house.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it's still time to build up. And for a girl that doesn't do anything, have that type of power,
right,
bro, it's only a matter of time until she's like, you know what? I want the best options only.
Right.
And that's it.
Right. Exactly.
That's it.
Right.
So, you know, it's tough.
Yeah. That's what happens. That's
and you, again, this is the part where guys get mad at like me and Lucario and say we giving chicks a pass.
Mm.
But the truth is you can't get mad at them.
You can't.
Because again, like I said, they're the accessory. Do you get mad at your dog for peeing on the carpet, or do you get mad at yourself for not training the dog correctly?
Right that's exactly what I'm talking about the training, because see
coach being coachable
right. because see, like you were saying, Myron, is that the problem is because they get so much attention, right? And you're correct about, you would be the biggest piece of shit. This is why celebrities a lot of times they have the stereotype of being assholes.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they can get anything they want.
Right. Yep. And being difficult to work with and all.
Right.
Yep.
And so what happens is that if you guys want a hot girl, you know, the quote unquote dimes, whatever, you have to be a different type of dude, meaning that you have to basically be so on point. Because she has to already see you different than everybody else. Just like I told you the story earlier, where I was saying that I was out with that girl and she wanted all that attention. And she said, hey, can we, you know, do you mind if we like talk to other people? And I said, cool. And I literally walked away from her as soon as she said that and started talking to another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ran after me. You understand? Like in 2 seconds.
Yep.
And then she's like, no, I'd rather hang out with you though. You know, whatever. And the reason why she did that was because I just left her that quick with no hesitation.
Right.
And most guys, she's probably never had any guy like just brush her off like that. You understand what I'm saying? And so the thing is that a lot of guys, they don't realize that when they're coming at these women, they're coming at these women like every other dude. And they're not actually requiring anything else from the woman besides her being hot, which every other guy just does.
Yeah.
So if you're dealing with her and you require more from her, right? Then what's going to happen is that she's going to be more interested in you. For example, If a hot girl came in here right now, right? And myself and Myron and Fresh, we were all like, oh my gosh, she bad. And we checking her out. But Miles didn't even look at this woman. She's going to be wondering why the fuck Miles isn't looking at her.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
That's all she's going to wonder.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Yo, with the baddest chicks, I don't care. I'm just going to say it. Yo, you got to treat them pretty badly, bro. Yeah. Like you got to treat them badly, because the thing is that they've gotten their ass kissed so much that that's why I call myself the equalizer. Fresh knows about this.
Yes.
I kick chicks out of my spot. I tell her like, yo, are you drunk? Like, who do you think you're talking to? Like, I don't care how hot a girl is. And as a matter of fact, if I know that she's very attractive, I already know Because here in Miami, like, you could tell when you speak with a chick what kind of energy she's on. If she's on this, like, oh, man, like, you'll know. Oh, she'll talk about what she's done, people she knows, whatever. But I don't care. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you have to operate with a lot of these girls, because the more attractive she is, the more you have to have a stern frame to bring her back to reality that she ain't that cool. You know what I'm saying? Because they've just gotten their ass kissed so much that you have to, like, you got to let them know that they're not special, bro. And that's, and I hate to say that, right, on air and all this other stuff, but, like, the more attractive a girl is, the more of a realist you have to be to bring her back to reality and get her out of the clouds, bro.
Exactly.
That's what it is with these bad chicks, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. So I got a question here. That segues perfectly into my next question. So as you guys know, Lucario has a book right here, right?
Yes.
How to have sex with two women in a day.
Facts.
And which he gave this to me when we met up in Fort Lauderdale a couple months back.
And it's so funny because we have girls come in here and read the book.
Yeah. I'll have it on the desk and I'm like, hey, you shouldn't have this. But Lucario, can you advise the guys on the best way to have sex with two women at the same time or in a day?
Right. Well, this is the thing. Let me first say why I even wrote that book.
Yeah.
Because I think what's weird about this is that, you know, I like to write stuff or put out stuff that's sort of like makes people think and pushes the envelope. Because when I first came out with this, I was like, people are going to be like, you can't have sex with two women a day. That's ridiculous. This is stupid. This is some, you know, freaking marketing tactic or some scam or some nonsense, right?
Right.
But this is what I actually used to do in my early 20s. Like, you know, I had a bunch of women and I would have, let's say I had sex with a girl and during the day, and then I see another girl at night and have sex with her. But the point of the book really was... is to get guys to the point where they can have options.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so the thing is that when you have options in the dating game as a man, right, that advances your game to extreme levels so that you can actually experience other things. So, for example, this is what we were talking about earlier, where guys who don't have that much experience in the game, they're always worried about how hot the girl is, right? Because they have no experience. Now, the more experience you have, meaning dating more women, which is also going to make you have more sex, right? Then you'll start to say, you know what? Sex is nothing for me to get. You understand? So what else is there but this? What else is there to do? Right? And then so now you start looking for other things when it comes to dealing with women. So this book is really more so for younger guys to get to the point where they can have as much sex and as much fun as they want to get so that they can actually see where they're going to be at after all of that. So after all of that, some guys are going to be like, you know what? I like this. I'm going to keep having a lot of sex till the day I die. I'm going to be banging girls till my dick falls off. You understand? Then you're going to have guys say, you know what? This is cool, but I might want to have a girlfriend. And you have other guys that say, you know what? This is cool. I'm going to do that sometimes, but then I'm going to do, but you're never going to get to that point until you actually are in that situation.
Right.
So it's almost like helping guys to get to the point where they can see where they're going to be at in the game after all that's done. Because it's like, once you're sort of just sitting back and like, oh, I wish I could get girls, or I'm an incel, I'm a virgin, I can't. You're still at level one. And there's things that you don't know
level
that you don't
zero.
Know. Right. It levels exactly. There's certain things you don't know because you're so caught up on sex. You understand what I'm saying?
Damn.
You see what I mean? And so so basically that book is to get sex actually out the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you can see what else is out there for you and your experience in these situations.
Because guess what, guys? You can get more than sex from a woman.
Exactly, right.
It's funny because when you broke it down like that, I'm at a point now where, like, and I learned this from my own as well, like, before I just smashed a bunch of chicks.
Right.
But it was like, yo, it's not fulfilling. I don't feel happy at all.
Right.
Now it's like, but you know what? How can I make money to, like, better my lifestyle, our lifestyle, the team?
Right.
And you're right. It's the levels to this shit. Once you pass that level one or level zero, you said,
right,
it's more to light than that.
Right. Because you're just in a whole different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get to that mindset until you've been through that situation. Because until you've been through the situation, you're always going to be wondering. It's just like how, you know, when they say, like, oh, you know, you got, when they in Coming to America, sold your wild oats or something.
Yeah, you got to get it out your system.
You got to get out your system to see where you're actually at. Because you're never going to know until you've done that thing first.
Right. Take the mystique off the vagina.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
So we got a couple of super chats here. Mike, no go zones. Too many simps. Oh, what to do? Yeah, big facts, bro. That's why, you know, we have what we got going on here. And we had another super chat, too. Michael M with another, I think this was another $50 super chat. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. or was this from before? This Higher Learning, you brothers are creating amazing content. Keep doing God's work. And then, okay, cool. I think we're caught up with the super chats. All right, so we're going to bring it round home right here, and we're going to hit the phone lines right now, guys, as well. But the last question is, so what advice would you guys give to young guys trying to make it in the game, and what advice would you give to older guys? Which one of the guys actually asked a super chat about this earlier, the 43-year-old with kids. What would you guys be your advice for the older guys and for the younger guys?
Well, for the younger guys, get the book, right? I'd have sex to them in the day. Facts. But, the thing is, like he was talking about, take the mystique out of the sex. Right. Like, go and get it. Go and get it. You're young.
They can get it on ebook, too. You guys can get it on an ebook version as well.
There's an ebook and an audio version, and right? There's an audio version, right?
Yes.
But the thing is, go get it. You're young, dumb, and full of, right? So go get it, right? But get it with the purpose in your mind that, okay, after you've gotten it, let's figure out what women can do for me other than sex.
Right.
Let's figure that out, because they always talk, oh, behind every great man, there's a strong woman.
LOL. Bruh. Well, yo, I'm going to say this right now. People get mad when I say this, bro. Women don't build, man. They move in. Like, right. That's just, you know what I'm saying? They move in. Like, the days of a chick wanting to build with you, all that, that's done, man. They want you preassembled.
See, I think that saying is incomplete. It should say, behind every great man is a great woman that man made great.
Boom. Yo. That's it.
That was literally going to be my next thing. I was going to say that, but you have to see past the vagina, see past her physical beauty, and realize that you're the one that's going to train her up to be that support system for you.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? But in order for you to get to that point, you have to get past the sex. You have to get past all the physical stuff and realize and say, hey, I need you to come over here. I need you to do this. You know what I'm saying? I need you to help me with this. I need this to happen. And you set those requirements, and you let her know that, hey, this is what being with me entails.
Yeah.
You're just not going to get free penis all day. You know what I'm saying? We're going to build something. We're going to do something. And if you can't do that, then I have no use for you.
Right.
Yeah. So we got a couple super chats here. Mr. Locario, best dating coach on YouTube, from JJ with the 199 super chat. Thank you so much for that.
Number one.
We got the club, Professor Rich. Shout out to him. Can't even stay. Just supporting the homies with the 499 super chat. Thank you so much, Professor Rich from the club. And then, guys, so we're going to move over to the phone line. Or no, was that the last thought, guys?
Because we were talking about the young dudes, the young dudes.
Man, one more. Else?
For the older dudes.
For the older guys.
Okay, yeah, for the older guys, I think the older guys got to just sort of get with the time. Because if you're older, you're missing out on all of the things that technology has brought you to make it easier for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's the thing that, you know, you're really missing out on things that can actually benefit you. And I think sometimes as older people, we get stuck in our ways. So we're like, oh, I'm not doing that. That's stupid. And why?